From the Willapa National Wildlife Refuge to your backyard, this is Willapa Nature Notes. Today, botanist Kathleen Sayce tells us about some less than friendly native plants, the silver bursage and sambur. I've mentioned the sambur before, a short-lived perennial with a taproot, tiny pinkish flowers in spring, and nasty spiked seed capsules in summer, just in time for flip-flops and bare feet. It seems innocuous in a sandy lawn until the spikes arrive, usually in late June into July. This little plant is actually easy to keep out of a lawn by weeding in spring. A grandpa's weeder, which is good for dandelions and hairy cat's ear, is also good for gently popping sambur plants from the ground. If you pull slowly on the lever, the taproot will come out in its entirety, and the plant will not regrow. Silver bursage is a totally different proposition. It lives in the outer dunes and on the dune edge of the beach. It can grow into mounds more than 8 feet across and has large spikes of flowers, which are compound heads of many tiny flowers, each with a few yellow petals in early summer. By midsummer, it is producing many, many spike seed capsules with such long, sharp spikes that it makes sambur seem rather friendly. The wind blows the capsules around, shedding seeds. Those spiky structures stick into everything: shoes, sandals, feet, dog's paws, and tires. A kayak tour to Sand Island at the mouth of the Columbia River is just one of the activities offered during our September 29th Wings Over Willapa Festival. Details at wingsoverwillapa.org. Willapa Nature Notes is a production of the Friends of the Willapa National Wildlife Refuge.